nights, I just thought, man, we need to kick the thief out. You know, if a thief came into your living room and started picking up your stuff to steal it, you would not sit there on the couch. You would get up and you would say, who are you? What are you doing? This is my stuff. Get out of here. Well, okay. Yeah, and it would elevate from there probably. I wouldn't have to tell you. I wouldn't have to teach you. So join with me in agreement and heart. Jesus, you are the victor. Yes, so enemy, you and all your lies, be gone. We kick you out of our minds, our bodies, our relationships, out of our finances. You are the one that must leave. You don't own anything. You didn't create anything. You didn't die for our sins. You are a liar. So be gone. God, you are a God that loves justice. You are a God that is a God of mercy and love. And we stand on your words. And your word says that anyone that believes in you will do the same things we've seen you do and even greater. And we are those anyones. We believe in you. So we saw you deliver people from demons. We saw you with a word command, and the demon had to flee. So I command demons, you must flee right now out of our minds and bodies, out of our relationships, out of our finances, out of, I know there's legal issues. You and your lies must leave. Holy Spirit, come. We don't want to be those people that just clean our house and put it back in order and don't fill it. No, we are here because we want to be filled. We want to be filled to overflowing with you, Holy Spirit. So, Lord, come. Come. Fill us. Fill us. Rework us. Restore us from the inside out. God, that real version of us, that original design version of us, bring that to the forefront. And we let go of all the false identities, all the lies of failure and sin and regret and shame. We won't listen to those voices anymore. We are a new creation in you, Christ Jesus. Church family, I need to share another bit of family news with you. Mae Ferris passed away yesterday, very sudden. And we lost one of our church's prayers. So I know I'm, for the last 24 hours as I've been processing this, I'm like, okay, God, raise up more prayers, more intercessors, because Mae was so faithful to pray for all of us. But I just want to pray peace over the family. Mae is in a better place. We know that. She's with George. That will bring her joy, but even more than that, she's with Jesus. And so her joy is complete, good and faithful servant. So God, I pray peace for those of us that remain. We are her church family, and I know as I talked to her son today driving up from Portland, other family is coming into the area. So God, I just pray for peace and honor as one of your faithful servants, an amazing saint, a famous one in the heavenlies, a true intercessor, is now in your presence and now secure with you. So as suddenly as this is to us, Jesus, I know you called her home. And so as we say goodbye, Lord, I pray that even out of this passing, that more intercessors get raised up here at Freedom River. I know that would really please May to hand off the baton to not one, to not two, but dozens. So, God, this is your way. Out of death comes life, because you have victory over the grave. And so it's with a bit of sadness, but it's also with a deeper joy that we celebrate being together, being in your church tonight. God bless, honor all those that are here, those that aren't here because of sickness or other responsibilities. Bless them as well. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Hello. Can you hear me? All right.
I forgot to announce the men's breakfast Saturday. So I was supposed to do that. And I forgot. But guys, see you this Saturday morning.
Yes, there will be men's breakfast Saturday. And also outreach afterwards, which the women are also invited to. The neighborhood outreach we do. Praise the Lord. We're able to do that. Welcome to 2020. Amen. It is a new year, and God has new things for us. And I am privileged, honored to be here today and in this place, what God has done in my life in the past and where He has brought us to, or me today. Each and every one of us have been on a journey, and God is faithful. And it says when He starts a work in you, He will complete it. And as we go into Romans, God made some promises to the Jews, and He's going to fulfill those promises. There was a nation. And there were, I labeled this one group two types, because there were believers and there were non-believers. And Paul expressed in chapter 11 just that. He used example and individual thought that he was the only one left that was serving God. But there were 7,000 more. That he wasn't the only one, okay? We're not by ourselves. We're not alone, okay? Even though sometimes we may think we're alone, we may feel we're alone, like the world's against us, like there's nobody else. With God, and I say this because I felt this, with God, we're never alone. Never alone. And so it also talked about, earlier on, I'm going to read from verse 25 to 36, I believe is the last verse. Yeah, 36. But earlier on in the chapter, it also talked about grafting in a vine and how the Jewish people were grafted into a like vine. And because of their rejection of Jesus, guess what happened in that rejection? It opened up opportunity. It opened up opportunity for you and I to be grafted in. Now, he didn't close out the door to the Jews, but what he did, there were people who, their eyes were covered, their ears were not able to hear because they didn't believe in Jesus. But by that action, we have an opportunity. And I saw a picture of this beautiful vine, and then a grapevine, and then if you took maybe an oak branch and grafted it in, it would look pretty odd. But God's chosen people are that same vine, that same grapevine. They look like they belonged. And we, on the other hand, kind of were grafted in, but we belong, but we're not quite where the Jewish people are. You know what I mean? They are God's chosen people. And you and I have an opportunity to share in that family. I love the picture of being grafted in because I was lost. But God had a plan. God had a plan for you. God had a plan for me. Amen?
Amen.
So we are grafted in. But God being so faithful that through us, hopefully those Jews will come back to Jesus and they will believe. Actually, it says that it will happen, that the nation will be saved. Does that mean every single person is going to be saved? He's speaking to the nation. No. But there are those who will come back to the Lord. Amen? Thank God we came back to the Lord. Anybody happy with their life? Anybody happy with that where they are today compared to where they used to be? That's because Jesus. Amen? That's because His faithfulness. So this section of Scripture that we're going to cover tonight is God's mercy is for everyone. I love that. Everyone. Does it say you have to be perfect to get it? No. Let me start off here. I'll read this and then we're going to go back and talk about it a little bit, okay? Is that okay? Everybody okay with that? I'd be kidding you if I didn't say I was a little nervous tonight. This is the first service in 2020. I'm pretty stoked about this first service in 2020.
Amen.
There is victory in 2020.
Amen.
There is life in 2020. There is mercy in 2020. There's a new level that God is exposing and is going to expose in 2020. He's going to take you to places you never imagined were possible. I believe it. I believe it. There is a stirring in the spiritual realm that I believe we are going to be more excited about Jesus Christ than we ever have been in our past. There is going to be a stirring and there is going to be a harvest in 2020. And God is going to use you just as He opened the door as through the Jews for us. He's going to use you to open the door for other people to come in. Amen. He's given you a testimony. He's given you a message. He's given you vision. He's given you hope. Amen. And now He's going to give you an opportunity. This year is a harvest opportunity. So, okay, I got excited there for a minute. Can you tell? This is 2020. Perfect vision. 2020. Two of the same numbers. Sounds double portion-ish. It's a double portion. We're going to make two pies instead of just one. We're going to be able to share a little bit more this year than we ever have before.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I'm excited for 2020. And praise God that mercy is for all. So it says, I want you to understand this mystery, dear brothers and sisters, so that you will not feel proud about yourselves. Some of the people of Israel have hard hearts, but this will last only until the full number of Gentiles come to Christ. And so all Israel will be saved. As the scriptures say, the one who rescues will come from Jerusalem, and he will turn Israel away from ungodliness. And this is my covenant with them, that I will take away their sins. So, in the first verse, it talks about a mystery. A mystery is something that was unknown. But there's an urgency, there's an excitement for us to understand what this mystery of salvation is. And it's no longer a mystery. It's going to be exposed. And that's pretty exciting. But there's also a warning about pride for us Gentiles, that we don't think of ourselves better than anybody else, that we don't think we have all the right answers. We have one right answer, and that's Jesus. If we point people to Jesus and don't do anything else, I think we're going to do a pretty good job, because he'll reveal himself to those who are seeking, just as he revealed himself to you and I when we were seeking. Amen? Anybody find Jesus? Amen. Okay. But I found that it says, so that we will not feel proud about yourself. We don't boast in ourselves, do we? We boast in the Lord. Praise God. Praise God that we are a church, that we are a people, that pride is something that as a church we teach on quite often, because the enemy would love to bring it into a lifestyle of a believer so that it would knock you down a notch, so that it would be a struggle. But we're not about that, are we? We're very humble people. We give God the glory. It's because of Christ we are at this place. No other reason. It's the love of Christ that has brought us to this place. I'm not good enough to get there. We couldn't do it. But Jesus did. And in this, it's very interesting that he loves us so much that he would even help guide us to this place, and that we would be able to accept his mercy, that we would be able to accept his grace and acknowledge his love for us. Amen? 2020, you're going to be loved. You're going to be loved more than you were in 2019. Is that okay? You ready for a little bit more Jesus? Huh? You know, even though we may stumble, what does it say up there? His mercy is for everyone. That's for those who trip. That's for those who stumble. That's for you and me. We need it, don't we? Praise the Lord. Did I turn it right? 28? Okay. So many people of Israel are now enemies of the good news. And this benefits you Gentiles. Yet they are still the people he loves, because he chose their ancestors, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. For God's gift and his call can never be withdrawn. Did you hear that? God's gift and his call can never be withdrawn. If God has called you, he will call you, and he will equip you, and he will lead you, he will guide you. Amen? I can't do it by myself. I would get lost in the mall. But in this navigation of life, and in all the ups and downs of life and the challenges of life, when we trust in God, he's faithful to lead us to a place of peace. Even if we stumble, even if we make mistakes, his mercy is there. His forgiveness is there. His love is there. If we ask, we shall receive. He says, if you knock, the door will be open. Praise God, we are at a place. Are you hungry? If we're hungry, you'll eat. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
God can serve up a meal better than anybody else. A meal that you can have. You can have it. There was a people here who rejected God. You have received him. Your life is about ready to get rocked. You think it's been good in the past? That's only the beginning. And this is going to get better. Your life is going to get better. Your relationship is going to get better. Your vision is going to get better. Your faith is going to get stronger. And you're never alone. You're never alone. And I lost the track of thought where I was going. But you know what? Again, this is God's word. This is God's faithfulness. You know what? I'm not lost. I'm found. I'm not blind. I can see. I'm no longer worthless. I have purpose. Each and every one of us. You think you're gifted? Or if you have a question about your gifting, ask the Lord. Seek Him. Ask Him to expose it. Ask Him to bring it out in you. He'll be faithful to do that. He's not going to pull it away. He's not going to stop it from happening. It says, once you Gentiles were rebels against God. Let's stop there for a minute. Does that not sound like us not too long ago? I mean, rebels, rebels, rebels. Did we not? That was a lifestyle. Being a rebel was a lifestyle. But through Jesus Christ, the rebel has fallen off.
Yeah, amen.
That title is no longer associated with us. But God, let me start over. Once you Gentiles were rebels against God, but when the people of Israel rebelled against Him, God was merciful to you instead. His mercy, again, His mercy is for everyone. Now they are the rebels, and God's mercy has come to you so that they too will share in God's mercy. God's going to use you to minister to His chosen ones. Now, isn't that amazing? If you don't think God can't use you, read this again, because He's going to use you. He's going to continue to use you until they are all saved. Amen? The amount that God is going to use you is not just for the old me's out there on the street in Tacoma. He's going to use you to minister to the very group of people He chose from the beginning. Amen? You are going to be powerful. God's going to use you. He's going to open up a fresh anointing over you, over this church, over these seats. There's going to be an anointing that's poured out that when people sit down, they are going to have an impact. The Holy Spirit is going to touch them so hard and so real that there's going to be no other way that they can look except up, and that's to the Lord. I'm excited about 2020. I'm excited about 2020 because life is going to be different. I thought it was good, but it's going to get real good. So get ready. Get ready. For God has imprisoned everyone in disobedience so He could have mercy on everyone. Do you think everyone means everyone? Do you think all means all? So when He put us all in disobedience, we were all in disobedience. He didn't leave me out. He didn't say, oh, Denny, I'm going to set you aside and put everybody else in here. No, we're all in it together. Amen? No one's better than anybody else. It's God's mercy. It's not what we did. It's God's mercy. It's not how many laws we followed. It's God's favor. It's God's hand that's upon your life. We're passing through here. Praise the Lord. This isn't our permanent home, is it? How can we remain faithful? God's mercy. God's mercy keeps us faithful. Because I can't do it. I can't do it on my own. I mean, if I locked myself in a room, I still couldn't do it. If I never went out of that room, I'd still have a mind that could go many different places. But thank God, I'm gonna say this, okay? I'm going to thank God that in 2020, our minds are going to be renewed beyond our understanding. We are going to have a mind transplant. Because I believe it says in the Word about the mind of Christ. Hello? Come on. You can have it. I believe it. I believe it. Why? Because when I first accepted the Lord, when I first had an encounter with God, I had to have a mind change. I had to have my old brain cut out, pull the brain out, throw it to the garbage, and have Jesus put the mind of Christ in my head. Because my thinking would lead me straight to the pit of hell. God's mercy. He saved me from the pit of hell. Amen. God so loved the world that He sent His only Son. There's a lot in this. Oh, how great are God's riches and wisdom and knowledge. How impossible is it for us to understand His decision and His ways. For who can know the Lord's thoughts? Who knows enough to give Him advice? And who has given Him so much that He needs to pay it back? This life is a gift from God. It's not because He owes you. It's not because you did such a great job. He created you. And He's given you this life because He loves you. It wasn't because the world was so good that God sent His only Son. It was because He loved you. And He loves you to this day, and He's going to love you into the heavens. Amen. Praise God. 2020, come on. You know what? Yeah, 2020. Anybody have any visions? Anybody have any visions? 2020, they're going to be a lot clearer. Okay? Just saying that. You're going to have more visions. Men, you're going to have dreams. Amen. Saying it. What? You already have? Praise the Lord. But God has given us so much that we can be thankful for. If we just look at mercy, there's so much that we have to be thankful for. And again, if you think you've messed up too much for God to use you, remember His mercy. You haven't messed up too much. You haven't done too much. It speaks of the Jews who were cut off of the vine that they will be grafted back in. So don't let the adversary keep you on the outside. You don't belong on the outside. You belong on the inside. Okay? You belong in here. For everything comes from Him and exists by His power and His intended and is intended for His glory. All glory to Him forever. Amen. You know, I've been getting a little bit more every day. When I pray to the Lord and I look at the shoes on my feet and I say, thank you, God. The socks that we wear, thank you, God. When he says, for everything comes from him and exists, the air we breathe, these chairs, everything, I mean everything. And if I have to take it literally, okay, I'm taking it literally. When I'm in a sorrowful time, God's with me. He's faithful. He's my strength. The relationship we have with the Lord, where'd it come from? He loves you. He loves everything about you. He wants to walk into 2020 with you. His hand is extended. Reach out and take it. Today is a good day that the Lord has made. I will be glad and rejoice in it. You know, as John shared, May's in heaven. There is a celebration going on in the heavenlies. Amen? An angel is welcomed home. Praise the Lord. You know, our day's going to come. And I pray there's a celebration going on here as much as there is in heaven. God is going to reveal just how much he cares for you. God is going to show himself to you as he's trying to show himself to the Jews who don't believe. But it's going to be so relevant to you, specifically for you. He's going to show himself. And I pray that we have eyes to see him. You never wonder. I came in to a driving and I was talking, I think it was with John Selfers, that I was amazed at how much more I see with my eyes closed when I'm thinking about the Lord, when I'm thinking about godly things, when I'm thinking about heavenly things. A vision that is so clear, that is so joyful, peaceful. Can I say attainable? We don't just exist anymore. We're not rebels anymore. God has given you life. And this is a life of living. Not existing. Not chasing something that we'll never attain or never come get a hold of. We're pursuing the one. And he will give you everything you need in every situation. Praise God. Because all things come from the Lord. Even when they don't feel so good, sometimes it might be him protecting us. Because he loves you. He knows what's ahead. I think in 2003, he knew what was ahead for me. So I had to be introduced to the law enforcement. Because he knew what was ahead. My life wouldn't have been what it is if he didn't know what was ahead and chastise and correct me. Because he loved me. And he was showing his mercy on me by having me arrested. Because it would have led to death. And it would have led to a death without Jesus. So praise God for his mercy. Praise God for his love. For all things are from him. Praise the Lord. Can we stand and pray? You want to say something, John?
That verse that Dennis alluded to is a prophecy out of Joel that Peter explained in Acts, and I'll read you what he says in Acts chapter 2, verse 12. In the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit upon all people. Amen. All people.
Amen.
Jew, Gentile, the way we measure ethnicities, crazy. God doesn't.
That's
all
right.
People. This is out of Acts chapter 2. I don't have the reference for Joel. It's also Joel chapter 2. But listen to this next part of it. Your sons and daughters will prophesy.
Amen.
So throw all ethnicities out the window. That's a man thing. That's not God. But also throw out all the gender stuff, right? Because this says sons and daughters will prophesy. And then how else do we like to have biased young and old? Because here it says your young men will see visions and your old men will dream dreams. So there's something in this for all of us.
Amen.
Young, old, male, female, all people. In the last days, God's pouring out his spirit on all of us, and we all have a very significant role to play. And, you know, Dennis's excitement for 2020 is not contrived. It's not just he saw me this morning, and I was confronted, you know, early in the morning, it's not easy to be full of sunshine and joy, but he was. And he was like, hey, happy 2020. I'm so excited. I'm like, okay, I am too. I haven't had my coffee yet, so I got a ways to catch up there. But I was struck with, if you don't feel that excitement for 2020, I can understand that. And as real as this is, and as I was somewhere less than that this morning, I can feel myself starting to catch up. I can feel myself going, God, that's right. You brought us here, all of us, for something very specific. And whether you're on that spectrum of really excited or not excited at all, or somewhere in between, like me, God has something for you. And part of my heart for us is that this will just continue to grow. And I just love the feedback. I think I heard Nolan's voice saying, yeah, I'm having dreams. I'm having more than usual. Amen. Catalog that. Don't forget that, church, because on our open mic nights, share any and every little tidbit you have. Because this is prophesied. God is doing it. He's doing it in our time, in our place. Wow. That is enough to start you welling up with excitement.
Amen.
Thank you, Dennis.
Amen. And can I say one more thing? Just one. Just one more thing. We are standing on the platform of victory. Okay? You are on the first place platform of victory. We're in a place of victory. The battle has been won. Amen? So, Lord, I do thank you that we can celebrate and be excited from the victory you had on the cross. Lord, I thank you for the life that you have poured out into us and the Holy Spirit that you are filling us with. I thank you, Lord, for my brothers and sisters. I thank you, Lord, that your mercy is for all. That God, your word will be fulfilled in our lives. Father, open the heavens over us tonight.
Yes.
Open the heavens, Lord. Let your river flow over and through us. Lord, let this be a year of a fresh river. Let this be the year of new. The old is gone, and the new is coming. Father, I thank you that even as we pray here tonight, God, we are here together because we belong here. It's because of your mercy, Lord. Because of your love, Lord. Renew our minds. Cast out all things of the world. From the bottom of our feet to the top of our head, Lord, we welcome your Holy Spirit. Each and every cell, visit it, Lord, for you created it. Father, I ask you to bless us with peace and joy, provision, vision, hope, encouragement, strength. And Lord, I ask your blessing over us tonight, a special, unique blessing for each one that is here, unique to that person, God. I ask that your Holy Spirit would reveal it to them. Tonight, Lord, we give you all honor and praise. In Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Amen. Thank you, everyone. Praise God. It's just beginning.